Hey, podcasters, Claresy, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
Hey, on today's catch-up, Matt drops his hits from your hood for the mighty Ellenbrook.
Ellenbronx or Ellenbrook?
No, I love it.
Captain Paul updates us on his cancer journey.
Plus Lynn McGranger and Danny Minogue.
Only one of them guessing who's under the mask.
Yes.
Catch up with The Big Breakfast whenever you like, but hurry into Chemist Warehouse this week to pick up a limited edition AFL Premiership medallion when you buy from the Oral-B Vitality range.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
We can hear that familiar giggle. It's a bit of a flashback in itself. Our good mate Captain Paul is in. Good day, mate.
Yay! Good to be back.
Yeah. Welcome back. How
Thank
are you, buddy? We've
I'm
had
good.
Lots of listeners asking about you and calling up
nice?
And dropping in hello. To you.
Thank you all listeners for looking out for me and looking out for me. Yeah, no good. I'm just about to have, well, I've put it off by a week actually. So I've got the opt to put the little thing in my chest, which feeds my chemo, and they put that back by a week. So next week.
Yeah, so for those who are brand new to the story, just to fill them in on what's going on with you.
Yes, I've been in radio for 30 years and got cancer, and I haven't been back to work since. So bunch of ops, another one to come.
Yep.
And then 6 months of chemo.
That sounded a bit like radio gave you cancer, actually, didn't it?
it's radio.
God,
no.
I hope not. I've got to get out.
It's radio's fault, yeah, exactly. Sitting on my bum for 30 years, that's what it is. So, Thursday week, and I'll have the chemo started the same day as the op, actually, so they're going to do everything in one big foul swoop. And then that'll be the start of the 6 months, which will go through to about March next year or whatever it works out to be. So,
and of course, we've been so impressed with your attitude and how you've been coming in. How are you? Okay, between the years?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I feel the best I've felt in years. So you don't realise that, obviously. I got sick over time and didn't really realise. And it was only after that I got the iron infusion and all the blood and everything sort of done that I thought, wow, I feel great.
Yeah, you know, many people have said to us, they've done the poo test because of you.
Good.
That's bloody good, mate.
That's good.
I mean, it takes guts to actually say that, and you've opened up your personal life to people, but even if it was one, it was worth it.
Oh, look, if you save one, and it's just, you know, and I was an idiot. I was one of the 66% who didn't do it when I was given it and didn't do a few, as it happened. So, and I'm paying the price, so yeah. So the more people, if you see the bum test, come along, do it.
Do it, yeah.
There's not enough bum testing going on, that's for sure.
Never heard of call that before.
I'm doing my best, but I'm only one man.
Well, and another special reason to get you in today, because it's your birthday.
Everybody! Great cancer for my birthday. Woohoo!
You are just what I always wanted.
You're the finest, youngest looking 89-year-old I've ever seen.
Oh,
mate.
Thank you so much.
No, happy birthday, mate.
Thank you.
Have you got plans for your birthday? Are you going to do something special?
Well, I only came back in to get cake here.
So okay.
And see you guys. But
we might have let you down on the cake front. Yeah. Not going to lie.
No, I went and got Coles Lamington.
I spoke to the boss because I heard that September cakes had already gone through, and I said, well, I've got cancer. You've got to come up with a cake.
Yeah, so, you've got to use the guilt.
Eric, if you're still listening on the way in, could you just swing by and grab a cake.
What time's the cheesecake shop open?
We got to a little raspberry beret, right?
Beautiful.
Captain Paul, good to hear
good
from
to
you, mate.
Thank you.
Check him in to see you.
The Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, Eastvic Park, the places between. Home was where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt. Tits from your hood.
Oh yes, the beautiful suburb of Ellenbrook. It is your time to shine. Thank you for all of your responses and feedback regarding Ellenbrook. Main themes that came through.
Yeah.
Need a train.
Mm-hmm.
Tracksuit pants. Need a train. Ugg boots.
Yeah.
Need a train. Dogs. Yeah. Big cars. Need a train.
Need a train, definitely.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is apparently coming.
Yes, and as someone said, and they said this, it's a great little village, a bit bogan, bit far away, needs a train.
Yeah. Well, you've been up there and done you filmed your video up there, you've headed northeast.
I felt very comfortable.
Oh, did you?
Like you ready?
Home away from home. We're pumped.
Let's do it.
Matt's his from your hood, Ellenbrook.
There's a lady that hopes that she waits for the bus, that soon there'll be a train line to Ellenbrook. She thinks back with regret how she trusted Barnett, but can she now trust old Mark McGowan? Promise to to Ellenbrook. If you're looking for space, a big house, Ellenbrook's the place. You feel you have ascended to heaven. And if you're looking for meth, we got some of Perth's best. Just turn left at the dome, ask for Kevin. Ooh, has anyone seen Kevin? Ooh. If you feel comfy, wear your rug boots. You know we ain't stops. Track pants round here don't make you a slob. Kmart is coming soon, and our Aldi, it had the first booze. Two reasons to come down to Ellen Bronx. To listen very hard to hear the barking of our dogs. If you come to Ellenbrook, just know, yeah, getting here by bus is so damn slow. And they've promised a train line to Ellenbrook.
That's it for Ellenbrook. Beautiful. The train dominating theme throughout that. It's been such a talking point for years, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, the video is up at mix.com.au. It's a beauty. And thanks, of course, to Dan and to Padgy always for making that so much fun.
Oh, yeah. Good job, Matt. And thanks to Ellen Bronx.
Too right.
All the people there make it what it is.
And good morning to Kevin as well.
Yeah.
Anyone seen him?
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Zy, Matt and Kimber.
And after the series finale last night, have a listen to this as it wrapped up on Channel 10 last night, of course. We speak of The Bachelor.
Chelsea, I love you.
What?
You make me want to believe in fairy tales because when I'm with you, I feel like I'm living in one.
Oh, my God.
The Bachelor and his chosen one, Matt and Chelsea. Congratulations. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Hey, guys. Now, we know the show wrapped a few months ago. Is it still a fairy tale, or are you contractually obliged to be in a relationship right now?
No, it's still
I'm
a fairy
here because I want to be.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. Good news.
It's still, the last 4 months have been frustrating.
Yep.
But we're still very much together and very excited now to finally have that element of normality to our relationship.
Exactly.
Oh, good for you guys. And nothing says romance to me like being possible food for large cats on an African savanna. Matt, you know, obviously your friends came over to give their sort of final review. How much of what they had to say did you take on board?
Yeah, I took everything on board that they had to say. I mean, at that point, I think I knew where I was going. But, you know, it's nice to have their words kind of echo where I was at.
Sure.
Hey, guys, I thought it was a match made in heaven, especially the day when you rolled up in the Porsche wearing your Inspector Gadget top there, mate, the coat. But were you
surprised? I'll tell you what, it was my favourite show growing up.
Oh, was it? Oh, there you go.
Of course it was.
Inspector Gadget, yes. And you got to drive a Porsche, mate, even though I thought you locked the keys in the car. But were you surprised last night with Abby's reaction?
Sorry, I didn't catch the start.
Were you surprised with Abby's reaction? You know, like just near the end of things there, because she was a little bit blasé.
I don't know if it was blasé or potentially more of a defence mechanism. I think you know, everyone processes things differently. And I think in a scenario like that where it is really intense, everything's amplified, and yeah, it's obviously really painful and really heartbreaking. And I think that she processed it how she needed to process it. And so I think, yeah, the reaction is exactly what she needed to do to deal with that.
Well, Chelsea, you went there for the man and you got the man. Do you care about the other girls in the house? Have you kept friendships or is it all over Red Rover?
I definitely walked away with what I wanted, but I do have some really nice friendships with most of the girls, just because it's a really unique situation and it's nice to have those girls to be able to relate to.
Oh, that's nice. And good luck to both of you. And
yeah,
it's great that
world.
You can still bond over water waste management books into the future.
So good.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I look forward to some waste water management chat.
Yeah. Oh, there's nothing better than when hot nerds find each other.
Yeah,
all
right.
The best.
And from 2 eps ago, may you stay together for 311 years. All the best, you two.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys. Take care. The air is out of it now. They get to live a real life together.
Yeah, good luck to them.
Yeah, beautiful.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Will you take a quick buck or will you trust us?
Do you trust them?
Mix 94.5's Trust Us. You'll love it with ABC Blinds.
A beautiful morning in downtown Piara Waters. Tracy, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you going?
We're great. Tracy, how long have you known the three of us?
How long have I known the three of you?
Yeah.
Oh, years I've been listening.
Oh, okay. So
I was going to say 12 seconds.
Would you normally trust us?
Yes, I would, actually.
Okay. Oh, well, that's good.
I would, Tracy. But I'm pretty desperate for cash at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Are you?
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's how it works, Tracy. We're gonna offer you some cash, or you can hang in there and trust us for something that's truly wonderful. Let's get negotiating.
I think we should.
Okay. Sounds good.
I was going to say $12, but I won't.
No, please don't say $12.
Well, you know, Tracy, I mean, ultimately the decision always lies with you, but how about $80?
No, definitely for $80, I've got to trust you.
Yeah, okay. You can do that. That was a bit cruel.
It's pretty.
Sorry, I'm just, I mean, we're working with,
not much money.
Someone else's money here.
That was lame, Kimber.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay. $130.
No, for that I'm probably still going to trust you.
Still going to trust you.
That was what I heard, lame Kimber and not so lame Matt.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry, Clancy, have you got a better offer?
No, I reckon you've got more than that, haven't you? Come on.
Come on,
Kimber. Give us a bit more.
Okay, Tracy.
Here we go.
$1,000.
Sorry?
$1,000.
Could she do that?
Kimber, I'm definitely
going to
take the cash.
You can't do that, can you?
Bloody hell.
$1,000.
Hang on, we've got to get the adjudicator to give us a thumbs up. Is that right? he just gave us a beautiful big thumbs up.
Tracy, $1,000 or are you going to trust us?
No, I'm
going to
take the cash.
You're
going to
take the cash?
Oh, my God.
$1,000?
Hey, where did that come from?
Kimber, I take it back. You're not lame. Wow.
That's not lame at all. Thank you so much.
Tracy, $1,000, what are you going to do with it?
I'm going to put it towards a holiday, I think.
Well, you're going to have to give half to Kimber because she's lost her job.
She's lost the plot.
You never know how high we're going to go. Sometimes it's a much lower offer and sometimes, you don't know. But
Tracy, Matt and I are stunned.
Awesome.
We are stunned.
Yeah, well, when you started at 80, I thought, oh, no, it's going to be a low day.
Oh, so wish I'd offered $12 now.
Oh. Yeah, we could have got out cheaper. But hey, I don't care. Tracy, we're mates. Off you go. $1,000.
Oh, thank you so much.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie.
Don't forget to collect your limited edition AFL Premiership medallion. Just head into Chemist Warehouse this week and buy any Oral-B Vitality product. Chemist Warehouse, the house of finals.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
We're not the only ones who are moving around to that song this morning because the Masked Singer is coming to Network 10.
Wouldn't know that.
So many plugs for this one. It kicks off on Channel 10 at 7:30 p.m. on Monday night. The one and only Danny Minogue is part of the guest panellist, the team of panellists. Danny, good morning.
Hello, how are you doing?
Great, thank you. Danny, I'm going to cut straight to the chase here. How do I get my hands on a costume after the show? They are magnificent.
Aren't they beautiful? Mr. Tim Chappell, who made those, He won an Oscar for his Priscilla Queen of the Desert outfits. Yes. And nicest guy. So, so humble. So just a big shout out to him. They're incredible. We got to see some of the masks towards the end of the filming, and they are so heavy. I don't know how those performers did it and sang live. Like, it was incredible.
Mm. And Danny, is this show, this concept, has this been done anywhere else before? Because it feels very sort of Estonian, kind of European. Like, it's pretty kitsch and pretty out there.
Well, it originated from South Korea.
Okay.
And it's been huge out there. Yeah, so you're like, that explains it.
Yeah.
And, countries around the world are now taking on the show. I know that America, it's been successful. They're just about to start their second series, and they had some incredible performers on there.
Danny, you've said to us before we've gone to where you're not judges, you're called the guessing panellists, and you've got Jackie O and Lindsay Lohan, yourself, and Dave Hughes, and Hughesy's dancing is something, a sight to behold, isn't it?
His dancing is rubbish. His guessing is rubbish. What was he doing there?
Say what you really think.
Well, he would guess a name and I'd say, Dave, they're not alive.
Yeah, it's a problem.
So the probability of them being on stage right now is not huge.
Well, how's Lindsay Lohan going to guess these singers? I mean, I'm imagining a lot of them are going to be Australian.
All of us made a list before we started the show, and I asked my friends, like, who do you think would do a show like this? And my sports knowledge is really minimal, so I'd ask a lot of friends, like, who do you think would do this? And she made a list, and she was asking around, and we all came to the desk, like, with pages of names and photos and stuff. And I have to say, actually, wasn't even very helpful in the end, because it is so, so tricky. And whenever we thought of a name, we're like, oh, yeah, it must be that one. You're like, too obvious. I don't think they're going to give us something that easy. And from where we started with our guesses and where we ended up is so far different. So in the first few times you see them perform, the ones who can sing are masking the whatever signature about their voice. And then other people who've never sung, you wouldn't know what the singing voice sounded like. So I felt really stupid the first few episodes when I'm guessing a name and I'm like, Minogue, how did you even just say that? Like, that is so embarrassing.
Well, a lot of people will be just about falling off the couch. It'll be a big family viewing, I would imagine. Monday night starts at 7:30 p.m. on 10. Danny Minogue, always a pleasure to catch up.
Thank you so much.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
Oh, this poor woman in the UK, April Griffiths is her name, and she has such a fear of food. I don't know what you call that, xenophobia or something.
Sounds good.
Horrible.
That she has had to live off nothing but cheese sandwiches for 30 years.
Oy.
64 slices of American cheese. 64? 63? Oh, I think I'm blind.
Nom, nom, nom.
Now, her partner, Lee, has been very supportive.
Yeah.
I bet he has. He's cheese sandwiches again, darling, tonight.
Well, exactly. I mean, the guy's on Easy Street.
Makes it very simple, doesn't
Don't
it?
Don't worry, love. I've got dinner tonight. You sit back. I got this one.
Bit of brie this time?
Yeah. She rotates through mature cheese and red Leicester.
Right. Okay.
Sandwiches.
Okay.
She can't even have toasties. She can have them while they're hot.
Okay.
But if they get to a certain temperature, she can't stomach it.
Wow, you go 30 years in, I think I'd be seeking help for this.
Poor thing.
Like, you've still got a fear of food after that long.
So debilitating.
And she's tried pea-sized amounts of foods that you would think would be acceptable, like a little bit of rice or a little bit of pasta.
Yeah.
She can't do it.
Maybe
throws up.
A vegetable or something?
Can't do any of it.
I'd like to know how she's been able to sustain this, because I've tried this as my main diet for a long time.
Yeah,
and I mean, you do start to run out of steam. You know, you do start to go, I don't know if I'm hitting all the food groups here.
Well, she says she's very bored.
I was going to say, you get extremely bored, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you want to change up a little bit. And is it affecting her health, do you know? Is there anything about that there?
Well, I don't know. She's a mother of two.
Okay.
It would, trust me. I've eaten cheese sandwiches for a long time, and like, there's a point where you just don't fit in your jeans anymore.
Oh, okay. And no vitamins. I mean, there's nutrients.
Yeah, there's nothing in it for you. Yeah,
that would so it's double double denim
it's
day.
It's double double denim day.
Dumbledore.
Cheese and bread. Food of the gods.
Only if it's warm enough.
Yeah.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Smile. The one and only Lynn McGranger is on the line. Remember the song we did for her? Of course, this one.
I think you know Lynn McGranger. She's been playing Irene Roberts for ages.
It was a beautiful moment there. You enjoyed that one when you were in town, didn't you?
I did. I love that very much. Yeah. I love it.
It's more about this song these days.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies Night on Channel 7. Hey, Lynn, how are you feeling about this? Yeah.
Look, I'm really looking forward to it, guys. It was a fun time. It was hard, but it was a great thing to do, and I'm looking forward to seeing the end result.
Well, Lynn, these days we don't really appreciate a woof whistle, but when producers come to you and say, Lynn, we'd love you to go full Monty, is it a little bit flattering?
Can I just correct you there for a minute, darling? It's actually half Monty. unlike the boys,
yeah.
who get the whole shebang out,
yeah.
we are just showing our puppies, all right?
Oh. Topless. Yes.
A little bit of fancy underwear because it's about, obviously, breast cancer.
Of course.
So they're the only lady bits we'll be showing. And, you know, love, when you're 110 and someone comes to you and says, why don't you flash your boobies?
Get out your tartars.
Position, well, you tend not to go, wow, I must be a real hot humdinger, you know. You tend to think, well, I'm doing it for people of all ages.
Yes. And, Lynn, when I try and go full Monty in my normal life, I'm often accused of going half Monty, but that's another story. Now, my darling, personally, I'm not an exhibitionist. Did it take a couple of shardies backstage?
She's laughing at the fact you said you're not an exhibitionist, Matt. Our listeners know Matt is naked at the drop of a hat.
The garden's naked, yeah.
And I'm kind of laughing at shardies too. But anyway, proud of my body. And because you're sitting there, like, naked from the waist up,
yeah.
and there's boomies in your face and they're wondering where they're going to put the mic pack. And there's, you know, looming around you. And after that, everything just paled into insignificance.
Yeah.
I thought I'd completely lost all my dignity. It doesn't matter anymore.
Hey, Lynn, Lisa Curry has spoken openly about her insecurities and overcoming those for the show, but were there times when you were popped on stage and everyone went, I don't really want to stand next to Rachel Finch or Nadia Bartel?
Look, all of the girls, all of them, and we were all varied. Obviously, Rachel's the beautiful, long, lanky model, and Nadia's the beautiful fashion influencer and the lovely body. I mean, she'd had a baby like a minute ago, and she still looked like sensational, and she was really self-conscious. It's like, dude, come on. What is the matter with you? Look at that bod. Look at that butt. I'm like, no butt, no waist. I'm like, Snake Hips McGee, old faggy tits. But, you know, what are you going to do? I get all emotional when I think about that beautiful song from The Greatest Showman, you know, This Is Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was such a fabulous song to actually do it to. You know, take me as you see me because this is as good as it's going
to
get.
Hey, Lynn, we look forward to seeing you on the... Well, seeing more of you than we normally do on telephone, that's for sure. On the telly, we thought it was probably appropriate. We went out and wrapped things up with a bit of this. A little bit of the song you're talking about, This Is Me, Lynn McGranger.
I love it.
You self-proclaimed real hot humdinger, as you said earlier. Good to catch up and catch you on the telly on 7.
God bless, guys. Thank you.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie. Will you take a quick buck or will you trust us?
Do you trust them?
Mix 94.5's Trust Us, You'll Love It with ABC Blinds.
A Blue Light Friday, it's a bit like a party in here today. Mary from Singleton, you want to join the party?
Oh, sure do.
Good morning, Mary. I tell you what, it's not easy to trust people in this day and age, is it?
No, it certainly isn't.
Well, maybe you can trust us, Mary, because we're going to offer you some instant cash. Or you can trust us and hold out for something over the rainbow, something beautiful, something wonderful, but we can't tell you what it is.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, I'm just warning you, Mary, Kimber's got shifty eyes this morning.
Hey, that's not true, Mary. We're very trustworthy people. All right, let's talk biz.
Okay.
We will.
$100.
I think I'll trust you.
It's pretty plain and stock standard, isn't it?
Oh, sorry. You've got to start somewhere.
Waving your wallet around.
$150, Mary.
I'll trust you.
You trust us? You won't take $150 cash? Nice for the weekend. I know it's not 150 mil, but it's 150.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Yeah. Feeling sort of like a final offer, I think, around here, Mary. I'm not seeing anyone else going for their purse, wallet, you name it, bum bag.
Oh, look.
You got some more?
200. Oh. That's me final offer, Mary.
Okay.
No, I'll trust you guys.
Mary sounding very trusting and trustworthy this morning.
There you go.
Mary.
The deal is done, Mary. You are in the draw. Trust us. You'll love it. Good luck.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Oh, great resistance, Mary. Good job.
And thank you.
Go get them.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Now, if you enjoy going away on holiday and having a little rumpy pumpy while you're there.
Well, yes.
Could see you in jail for 6 months.
Oh, dear.
Doesn't sound like much fun, the jail part.
No, it doesn't.
Bali tourists could soon be jailed for 6 months for having consensual sex if you're not married.
Okay.
So they want to roll out a law or some more laws in Bali across Indonesia that are basically going living together outside of wedlock, massive no-no.
Right.
That's jail time. Providing contraception to children under 18, also jail time. The abortion pill and insulting the president. But you just can't have sex in Bali if you're not married.
Yes, this has been, the laws across Indonesia have been getting stricter over recent years. So that's going to kill the Australian tourism.
Oh, it's a disaster.
Yeah,
you'd think so.
1.2 million Aussies going to Bali each year.
Absolutely. Many of them love the Kuta party life.
Yep.
And that involves, you know what, at the end of the night or the start of the night or during the night. But how are they going to police this? They're going to use drones or squads who are checking out what you're doing?
Well, an Indonesian MP said, look, he kind of hinted that the laws would be hard to enforce as long as you weren't doing anything in public. However, some places are already enforcing this. Now, this could roll out over the next 2 years in Bali. But they're saying some places there have been stories of young couples turning up to Lombok to enjoy a holiday and being turned away because if they couldn't provide a marriage license to the hotel wouldn't let them stay there. And that's not law at the moment, but it could be. That's what they're trying to push through. So you'd have to carry your license, your wedding, marriage details around with you everywhere you go.
Well, goodness me. I mean, you know, T and I, my partner, we're not married. We live together and under Australian law.
How dare you, sinners.
We would be considered a de facto couple with all of the, you know, the rights and responsibilities of a married couple, but we certainly don't have a marriage certificate.
It's like business opportunity here for someone in Kuta to set up, you know, the quickie marriages like Vegas.
Oh, yes.
Taken care of.
Oh, you're always seeing a silver lining, aren't you?
Just a ridiculous angle.
Business opportunity.
And, you know, this is the thing. They say when you travel, you have to abide by the laws of the country. And so Australians will not be exempt from this. It is just that's how they're going to roll it out. So it's pretty bad. But I'm always thinking of the extortion side of things. Like how many times have you been to a foreign country and they've gone, oh, you can't do this. And corrupt cops have said, hey, look, you know, you're not married. Pay me this and I won't say anything.
Yes,
you know,
that's
this is there is
too.
A lot of trouble here for tourists.
Do you have to do it with the cop then?
Lots of dodgy things go down. So, yeah, look, if they roll this out, this will be a tourism bust.
So the moral of the story is don't do it on a scooter in Kuta. It's a way to do it, isn't it?
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Theme.
The juice.
Oh, you tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
The Bachelor has made his choice. Matt Agnew went with the crowd favourite Chelsea, the chemical engineer. The speech was kind of generic and I'm already over their relationship, so I'm going to move on to the second woman standing.
Right.
The sex-grinding Abby.
Abby.
Matt dumped her while she just looked... She looked really beautiful while she got dumped, I must say.
Yep.
And she stared him in the eyes, saying nothing while we watched him squirm.
My heart belongs with someone else. It devastates me to lose someone so incredible. And I've treasured every moment we've had, and you deserve everything. And
okay, that's fine.
Ooh, so, would you mind if we had a quickie before I?
He just gave her every generic breakup line, and other than "it's not you, it's me."
So, no more grinding on the beach.
No more grinding on the beach. Mm. And Abby gave a few ice cold glares, and then she walked away with no cares given.
I'm honestly not upset. It's fine. I couldn't even cry if I tried right now. Maybe I don't love him. Like, honestly, maybe I don't love him. I'm not even upset.
I would say you don't love him.
I would say you don't as well. We'll talk to Matt and Winner Chelsea after 8:30 to see if they're still together or at least pretend that they are.
Yes, yeah. You know, contractually agree.
Yeah, I think they have about a 3-month contract after a breakup, so we'll see how we go. Now, hailed as the UK's most influential comedian of all time, the legendary Billy Connolly is coming to Oz.
You'd have loved my grandmother. She was a wonderful woman. She was brave. She was walking along Argyle Street and a child ran onto the street, rushes into the street, beep, beep, grabs the child under one arm. Stupid little bugger, onto the pavement. Now behave yourself. And it was a wee man with a moustache.
I say he's coming to Oz, but I might have got you a bit excited. He's coming to here in cinemas, at least. He's going to be in the cinemas nationwide, but only for 3 shows, Friday the 18th, Saturday 19th, and Sunday the 20th of October, as he shows the last ever stand-up tour that he has recorded in 2015 at the Sydney Opera House, The Sex Life of Bandages. We'll also see Connolly muse about his life and things like that, and so they have a never-before-seen sort of video that he's showing, talking about himself, and it's all exclusive for cinema audiences. So you can check it out. It's at billyincinemas.com if you want to see where it is, but it'll be at Innaloo, Whitfords, Warwick, Currumbine, that sort of thing. Okay. So check it out, but 3 does only.
Billy's health is up to a world tour at this point.
No, it's not, sadly. And Luke Tokey, the Perth Survivor contestant, has contacted the organiser of his GoFundMe page and asked to close it down now.
Turn the tap off.
Yeah, the community raised $550,000 after Luke didn't win the show, and Luke is very grateful.
Extremely humbling. Much love to everyone that's donated and sending my way. It's going straight to the casino as soon as I can. I won't.
He's giving $50,000 to charity and he's using the rest to raise his family, and that's your Daily Juice.
Now you've caught up with the Big Breakfast. Hurry into Chemist Warehouse this week to pick up a limited edition AFL Premiership medallion when you buy from the Oral-B Vitality range. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.